All right, what do you call a person that is addicted to drugs?
A drug addict.
All right, how about the person that sells illegal drugs?
A drug pusher.
Mm-hmm. And do you have any slang names for money?
Moolah.
Yes.
Dough.
Yeah. You say bread. Do people say that anymore?
Not much.
Okay. I never picked that up somehow. Then if you needed some extra cash, not you, but if somebody needed some extra cash, you might go to a place to take his watch and leave it.
A pawn shop. Mm-hmm.
And do you have any names for cheap wine? How about the section of town where all the drunks and the bums hang out? How about a theater where they show X-rated movies? Do you have a name for the X-rated movies? Okay.
No.
Then what do you call the man who delivers the mail?
Mailman.
And the man who picks up the trash?
Trash. Garbage man.
Okay. And what would you say a person has if he can gain favors from City Hall? Clout, pull, influence.
Clout, influence.
All right. And do you have a term for a city employee who doesn't really have a job, he doesn't really work, but he draws a salary anyway?
No.
Did you ever hear the term payroller?
No.
Okay. Then other than brand names, what do you call large food stores?
Grocery stores.
All right. What would you call a small neighborhood food store?
Supermarket.
And now, do you distinguish between little ones and big ones?
Not really. Just say the store, grocery store.
Okay. And what about a store that might sell specialty foods like salads and meats? Often they're Jewish or German or some other.
Mark.
Deli.
Yeah, Millie.
What?
I don't know.
What were you saying just then?
Deli.
Okay. Do you know what deli is short for?
Delicatessen.
Mm-hmm. You call them deli?
Yes.
All right. Then what kinds of things, if you didn't want to use the stove, what sort of electric thing might you use to cook food in?
A microwave oven.
Or something just for maybe cooking a chicken or? Some sort of a pan. Okay, that'll do. What would you call a coin-operated self-service laundry?
Just the laundry.
Would you say anything like laundromat or washateria or washhouse?
Washateria.
Okay. Then the place where you might, not the place, the thing you might put your dirty clothes in before you were ready to wash them?
Clothes hamper.
Mm-hmm. And the thing that you would clean your rug with, the electric thing?
Vacuum.
And the thing that you have to take out of the vacuum to throw away is the?
The vacuum bags, I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's what most people call them. And then if you were going to mop the floor, you might put the water in a?
Bucket.
What would it be made of?
Plastic.
Okay, and I have never seen these, but I know that they have them, these machines that make your garbage small.
Trash compactor.
Mm-hmm. And where would you put the garbage, say, right outside the house?
In the outside trash can.
Okay, you call it trash can? All right, in some apartments, they have a great big...
A dump? Dumpster?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, then... No, we did those the other day.